Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I still lift my leg getting into an automobile. With plane, that's my dog that does that. And he squats.
Yeah.
I've got one.
Yeah.
The Cafe DuPont on that corner street.
Yes, they make the food out of paint, Mike.
Are you talking about Cafe Du Monde?
I'm sorry, Cafe Du Monde.
Have the beignets.
The beignets, yes.
For breakfast, it's a tourist trap, but it is breakfast, and the beignets are ducky.
And you bring in a paint sample, they'll match it.
And also, if you want to get off the beaten path a little bit, if you go about one or two blocks off of Bourbon Street, there's a place called Applebee's that is just... The appetizers are so good.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Apple. can talk for a second, Apple. Listen, here's the deal. If my computer is attached to a power source, which you've reminded me, Apple, multiple times, you always need it to be attached to a power source.
Sure.
And you want to give me your myriad of software updates, which you're so scary diligent in sharing with me on almost a daily, not even a weekly basis, all right? If some of your effing updates weren't installed, that is not my problem. Do you understand, Apple? All right, I get the whole bit about being connected to a power source. I'm going to let you slide on that one. Although I would think that if the phone had batteries or the computer had battery charge and they had, you know, life, that you could install it without that. But you tell me that, so that's fine. Putting it on a power source, I understand that. But when something's connected and you tell me updates, not all updates installed, and you remind me of that every goddamn day when I say not now, not now, not now. And by the way, there should be an option when you say not now, I don't want an update ever. Until I'm dead.
Until you're ready.
That's when you can... I will never be ready. I will never, because I don't care. Because it doesn't affect my daily work. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Most Americans feel this way, Mike.
Yes.
This is why most Americans have been hacked.
Because of their security updates.
Yes.
I would posit to you this, that in the event that it's an update... By the way, these are all the apps that are on your computer that they update.
There are some updates.
So this is not necessarily a guaranteed security update.
The apps have security updates within the app.
But the update can also screw you. Because one time, an automatically scheduled update went through my iPad.
And killed everything.
And killed everything.
I think it's annoying as well. I'll give you another example.
Please.
I can't get the new operating system for Apple on any of my machines. You know why?
Why?
Because I don't subscribe, and I'm not into the iCloud. So they say, go to another machine to get your iCloud password. And I said, I don't do the iCloud because I saw what happened with the Fappening. Now, I don't have a bunch of pics hanging out in the internet or on my phone. But if I ever do decide to fall into that game, I don't want all these eggplants in the sky being hacked and letting the world see it. This is not my
thing. Eggplants. I like eggplants.
Yes,
eggplants works for me.
Mm-hmm.
The technology that is so wonderful that we rely on, though, is just...
It's a give and take.
These are smarter people than me that have devised these things and that are all over the place. I pine for a simpler day when it was just the basics.
MS-DOS.
Yes.
Yeah, basic.
Maybe Windows 7.
10 go to 20.
Windows 7 was so easy and so intuitive.
Yes.
What happened to that?
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me now?
No, I'm a Windows 7 guy.
You're not. You're a Mac guy. I know you're a Mac.
No,
guy,
I
so
only
lying.
Mike.
We started out as Windows guys.
I only moved on to Mac because I was trying to sleep with a girl when 2002. She said you should be a Mac person. I said I should be a Mac person because I like to get into your panties.
You were
Mac. I was literally macking. Thank you. Pony.
The Mac changed for me when it came into existence. Changed the way I work. It literally improved it vastly. Yeah. I have to give the company credit. And by the way, maybe because I finally saw the Steve Jobs movie with Michael Fassbender, that I thought, you know, what a monster he was.
You think I'm a monster? You think you're a monster? Person. We're saints.
Yes. And the guy that we've interviewed, Steve Wozniak, I didn't know was such a good guy.
Oh,
was
wonderful
such a
guy.
Nice, fuzzy guy. Was a good guy.
Did you know Wozniak gave his personal shares of Apple to some of the founding engineers because Steve Jobs would not give him anything?
Oh, the ones
Steve
that bailed?
Jobs was a prick.
The ones that bailed?
The ones that stayed.
Okay.
Okay, once... So Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak founded Apple.
Exactly.
So Apple. they were the only ones plus a third party that owned the company, period.
Okay.
When the company was sold or acquired or went public, I'm sorry.
He cared about his team.
Woz cared about his team so much that he went to bat for them and said, hey, what if we break off a little something to these other engineers that helped work with us? Then Steve Jobs said, no, they don't deserve it. They're not on the piece of paper. And Steve Wozniak said, okay. He took some of his shares and gave some to those engineers.
So in the book, I never read the book, the Steve Jobs book, but it turns out that Woz was kind of a good guy.
He was a good
played
guy.
Played by Seth Rogen in the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was the good guy.
Which I really, you know, talk about one of the great miscasting.
But Fassbender was fantastic.
Fassbender was, if he was really that nasty, a human being, just
hey,
a
Apple.
Despicable.
Apple. Hey. God. Hey, Apple.
But I'm looking at Apple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in front of me right now.
Yes.
6 devices from that company.
Yeah.
But I don't need to be reminded.
All
about
reasonably
the
priced and all without frustration.
We need to update, though. It's important. If we want to be part of the Matrix, we have to update.
Well, is it really that important to be part of the Matrix, Oscar?
Being part of the Matrix kind of like being part of the cloud, iCloud?
Only if you want the new operating system. You know why you want the new operating system?
Why?
Because you can use your iPad as a second screen without a third-party device.
I don't know.
Did that make any sense to you at all?
No, I don't like the cloud,
You can
though.
Use your iPad as a, what is it again?
A second screen.
Without
a second screen.
Without a what?
Without a third party device.
So you're saying like you could link your laptop to your iPad and see things on it?
But you could just move it over with the new operating system to your iPad.
Okay.
Like
when people
screen.
Have two screens on their
I do
screens.
That with my dongle.
Yeah, but you wouldn't need a dongle. It'd be over there.
Mike, that's why you can't be on the iCloud if people see pictures of your dongle.
Plus. I don't want people seeing pictures of my dongle.
Well, that's right.
Well, yeah. But
because you need a magnifying glass. Am I right, lady?
They've got Zoom on those screens.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is this. The frustration is definitely in play for everybody one way or another. If you don't want a second screen experience, don't worry about the iCloud. If you don't want to worry about getting hacked, don't worry about updating your operating system.
You're a guy who thinks about this stuff more than all of the rest of us put together, except maybe Pony, who just hates Apple. Do you think...
Pony, why do you hate Apple?
Oh, you're talking about it right now. This is the stuff that drives me crazy with Apple. They're always trying to get you to get in their cloud or do this or do that. And I don't want an Apple ID. I just want to be able to update. I just want to be able to update my software and
Well, you really just want a date.
Well, yeah, this is true.
That's true.
Yeah, take the up out. You just want a date.
Yeah, this one up.
He's got several useless dongles.
Your dating life.
So do you think that they're dangling the cloud thing above your head to control you? Like a carrot?
It's tough because, Mike, let me give you this example. We all love accessories.
Yes. Look at this belt.
When we configure cars online, I want that package. I want this package. I want that package.
Right.
The way they get you is they give it to you for free, and you're like, oh, this is great. Everything, all these updates, you're really taking care of the software, like Mike said earlier. But then they say, well, looks like you got a lot of photos on your phone. When you go to the cloud, now you got to pay $199 a month to keep those photos.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. They screw you. And
I'd rather you shake me down up front. Then shake me down on the backside.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know what's going to happen.
If the company was created and founded and then run by a man who basically had a very questionable moral compass, which in the movie he does.
Right. Didn't claim his daughter till later in life.
Yeah.
Lisa.
And I'd say that they're hinky things that are trying to get you. I find it to be a an overbearing company. I find it to be a little too much now, every day.
His
the
wife,
technology you can't argue with.
Steve Jobs' wife seems to be, by all, I guess, optics, a very nice, wonderful person.
Right.
She is benevolent, giving to charities, not dating the former mayor of Washington, D.C.
Maybe it's because I've got DayQuil in me, but I just got a good joke that I can't even give the punchline to.
I think
you're
going
to have to write it home.
Can we help, can we help with you?
Yeah. So if, because you always think of the name. If Mr. Hand, if from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, if Mr. Hand's daughter married Steve Jobs and kept her maiden name as her middle name, and say her first name was Linda.
Yes.
Linda Hand.
Right? Well, thanks for
need to say it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't need to say it. Maybe it's because you fell down the stairs.
Hey, don't get mad at me.
You're not.
I got no DayQuil, no meds. No meds.
However,
you ruined
I know
it
that,
by saying it.
I know if they did get married, they would live happily ever after.
Depends on the climate.
It's true.
All right, enough of Apple. Let's get back to your Oscar text the group this morning, like minutes ago.
Yeah, moments.
That he was going to be running a little bit late because he fell down the stairs over the weekend.
Took a tumble, yes. Mike.
So you were Sunday morning.
You didn't come to work at Podcast Village yesterday. And by the way, we were off for Columbus Day yesterday.
Yeah.
We've never taken Columbus Day.
It's a federal holiday.
We took it off yesterday. Yes. Why, I don't know. I didn't make the call.
At work, we were on the
argued against it.
You did argue
did
against
it.
You did.
Yep.
You
said we must do a show. I said it's a federal holiday.
I said okay.
That was the argument.
No, but I don't do. Have we taken Columbus?
We've
Day
taken
in the
past, absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. Just checking.
I can't confirm or deny. I just know we had a work day because here at Podcast Village, we're giving up. We're taking another day instead of this day.
I see.
As far as the schedule goes, Mike.
All right.
And the whole team was in, but on Sunday morning, which would be Sunday before the Monday holiday,
right?
I wake up like 9:30, like shoot up, and I'm like, oh my God. There's football on in the UK.
Morning game.
There's nothing better than a Paisano's pizza, Mike. And I don't get paid a single dollar from them, but I'm a big fan. Big fan
right.
of there.
Very good.
There's, and I say, Shannon, order a Paisano's pizza.
What time is this?
This is around 9:30.
In the morning.
Yeah. And she says, no, because she says, this thinks I'm fat, right? She's basically telling me that we're not doing that.
So you wake up and the first thing you're thinking that might be you might be heading down the fat road.
No, because I've been trying to eat mindfully. Gross.
Right.
Saying that gross just hurts my tongue. Saying that
mindfully.
Yes.
Mindful eating. I think it's not a fat guy thing. I think it's that it's a football thing. Football is not often at 9:30 in the morning. Yeah,
but is there even a pizza place open at 9:30 in the morning?
That's a great point. So my lovely wife yells, they're not even open anyways.
Right.
They're not open, fat, fatty.
and so this, I don't ask for much.
No.
I don't. I order a pizza. That's not a big deal. I'm probably, and if I'm being real, the app you're going to use is probably attached to my card anyway. So it's not like a dollar thing. It's just a convenience thing.
Right.
So, but you feel like getting up and watching morning football and eating a pie.
Because she's watching Mr. Robot and I'm not getting my pizza. New season, Mr. Robot just dropped, by the way, if you're a big fan.
Okay. You're all over the place. I'm trying. So you were coming downstairs.
Now, so I get up to stomp away to show her I can do everything on my own. I don't need her for my pizza.
You're on the second floor at this point?
I'm on the second. There's only two floors, 888 square feet.
When you yell for pizza, are you still in bed?
I see this is the worst part about it. I thought she was downstairs, but she sleeps so neat that she was right next to me.
So the answer is yes, you yelled for pizza from your bed.
Yes.
Okay, Elvis.
So you yelled for pizza. Like, let me get this right.
Yes.
Bring me your eyes, pizza.
Your eyes open. And you immediately think pizza. That's the first thing you thought.
Did he think pizza?
I've been working on pizza.
Looks like Rob's drinking a vodka.
It does.
It's just a glass of water.
He's holding on back the pain. The way I sleep like a banshee. There are sheets everywhere.
Banshee is an Irish wailing ghost.
Yes. So
baby
No. I'm talking about there's stuff everywhere.
He's thrashing.
There are sheets everywhere. There's
a tornado.
How about this? A Cat 6 hurricane. And there's only going to go up to Cat 5. Cat 6.
All right. You sleep fair? Like a Cat 6 hurricane. Yes. You're throwing sheets. Yes. All over. I get it.
My wife doesn't move. It could be. She might as well be a dead body in that. In
that's
that
got to be blissful for you that she doesn't bother you.
It kind of pisses me off because that means that she has nothing to worry about and
she sleeps peacefully. You've made a good life.
Yes,
her.
She's
does
got a
she
good life.
Have her hands crossed over her chest
and hopes to go. No. So that's why I yelled for pizza. And she said, "Why did you just yell for pizza?" And I'm like, "Oh, I thought you were downstairs. Sorry." So that's when I went stomping downstairs because then she turned on the TV to watch her Netflix or whatever she's watching, Mr. Robot. And as I'm stomping, I'm saying, it's not nice to be mean when I just want some and tumble down the stairs. So I land with my right leg inside the banister, which caught the bottom of the stairs, and my left leg straight to the wall.
I'd say that it's fairly standard.
Imagine a pair of scissors. And I'm not that flexible.
Standard staircase, about 12 steps.
Yes.
Okay, how many steps down were you before you lost your composure?
I never caught the first one.
Oh, so you just went from the top all the way down. Ooh.
All right, you, let me just see, to recap here, because the English has been challenging this morning to figure out exactly
He's had quite a weekend.
You wake up, you holler for pizza. She says, "I'm right here."
Yes.
You've waken her up. She gets up. She storms downstairs.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't storm. She gently
goes downstairs.
No, she doesn't go at all, Mike.
She stays in bed.
And turns on Mr. Robot.
Oh, from you have a TV in your bedroom?
Yes.
Ooh ha, Ms. the Fancy Pants.
Okay. All right, I get it. But you get up because what, the phone's downstairs?
Because at this point,
you're going to watch the TV in the downstairs to watch your football.
I'm going
to
watch my football, but I'm also going to order my pizza on my own, and nothing's going to stop me.
Got it. But you, unfortunately, the first step got you.
The first step the first step eluded me as I was looking back to tell my wife that she wasn't being nice to me.
So you're being a smartass with your wife, and then you take your tumble. Yes. How bad is it when you land?
So much that Shan's like, she gets up, pauses Mr. Robot. And comes and says, "Are you okay?"
So I said, takes the time to rush to you, but not so urgent that she can't pause the program.
She doesn't want to miss. She doesn't want to skip ahead and not see stuff.
Well, Mike, it's plot centric. You don't want to miss one moment. You're lost the season.
I understand.
And I said, "I'm not okay. I have not hit a step except with my foot, my head, and my elbow, and now my leg is stuck in the banister."
So you like completely out of control, and what part of your body is hurting at this point?
So at this point, it's my knee, my right knee, and my foot, which is wedged inside this banister, which really stopped my momentum and what I thought was my back.
Oh, so when you say right now, you mean then, not now?
Not now. Now is a whole different animal.
Okay.
So your steps are like up against the wall on the left side, and the banister's on the right side.
Yes.
Is it a half banister?
It's a half staircase because it's such a small house that it's for the staircase.
So the width, it's very thin.
It's very thin. Otherwise, it never would have been caught. So, and at the bottom of this is a landing with a concrete wall, with a brick wall. So it wasn't a soft landing.
All right. All right. So you're in the position at the bottom of the stairs when she comes to the top of the stairs.
Has anybody ever had those the scissors that open up? That you can actually
disassemble. Yeah.
Yes.
So that was me. One side was on the left and one side was on the right. And she had to put it back together. I said, "Be careful as you're pulling my leg out of the banister." And she was very gentle. We iced up the foot, the leg elevated, called my sister because that's how you get on demand doctor care.
Banister okay?
Banister. It's the type of pain.
Pretty sweet little Sunday morning.
Right? Do you rip it out? Do you rip the banister out because you're in such pain? Ask me if you do. Do you mean that?
like you, as opposed to gently sliding your foot through the banister?
Yes, yes.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say you do property damage. It's not like an emergency.
Well,
it's not like you fell down the stairs. It's a short staircase. Not like you need the jaws of life or anything.
It's not a short staircase. It's a narrow staircase.
It's a narrow staircase, but you still don't want. There's no real need to damage property if there's not a compound fracture.
Ripped the banister out because I was in so much pain.
Or you were angry. You were angry.
Angry.
I was angry because I didn't have my pizza. And
like when you say banister, did you just take a little slat out?
A slat. They're all made of fake wood. It's okay. Nothing crazy, right?
Easy to do.
I'm sure they're made of fake wood in a house that was built in 1800.
Easy to do. There's already three cracks in them anyways. No one's going to notice.
Sour
was it
grapes.
Decorative? Was it the kind that's got like a little belly and then a skinny part and then another little belly?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Belly?
Yeah, but we had to save me.
Yeah. Or else Tinderbox dry,
can't
Mikey
pay for
came
all
right
this.
Out.
Mike can't pay for all of this.
Right. I understand that. That's right. Exactly.
Wake up the next morning and I can't get out of bed. You know why? What actually happened was not my knee, not my foot. I hyperextended what was, I thought, my quad, but it's actually my hamstring. And my hamstring is now in...
You probably pulled your hamstring.
Yeah, well, I would say it's...
I don't know if you can hyperextend your hamstring.
You can if you want to make the story sound great.
I called another doctor, my brother. I said, hey, man...
You can hyperextend a hamstring. That would be like you'd look like a Rockette on steroids.
Yeah, you'd be kicking yourself in the nose, right?
I've got a grade one hyperextension, which is going to take 4 weeks to heal.
So
God
that's
willing.
Like, is that like almost a tear? Almost like you tore your hamstring?
No, I would be a grade two or three. But
so you hyperextend your hammy, so your butt hurts when you walk.
When I sit, when I walk, when I do anything. Ooh. Yes. Now,
wow. And you
this
thought
is
it
great.
Was like the foot and the knee.
Yeah, this is great for the show and everything else, because now I can't build stuff and I can't do anything else. I can just use this muscle right here, Mike. Just this muscle.
Yeah,
he's you pointing know? At yes. his head. Yes,
thank God he didn't hyperextend
that. He's pointing at his noggin.
Yes, yes. And I didn't hit my back. And this is when my brother says, hey, man, have you
only
got...
Only in English class back in high school.
remember... Second language.
It's a tear.
Second language. I'm down with you.
He's
I'm down
suffering
with you.
A brain tear.
This is true. How does it feel right now?
It's in pain.
Okay.
But we're moving along with life.
Should you have some ice to sit on or something?
No, but this is where my brother tells me, hey, did you ever sign up for that disability insurance? I'm like, look, man, I'm just trying to make my way through life.
Right.
And then he starts to break down what disability insurance is, as I know what it is.
Aflac.
No, it's not Aflac. It's a different type of insurance.
Well, that's what it is. It's supplemental insurance for disabilities.
Not State Farm either.
Okay, just
by
joking.
The way, I like the Gilbert Gottfried duck before they fired him.
I do too.
Then we went on protest. Don't know. Mm-hmm. Wrong time to tell your brother about disability insurance when he's just trying to get through the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I said it's a mild hyperextension. Now, this is what people don't realize. Is that your legs, and Mike, you know this from your hips, like you could, doesn't matter what you do, it just always hurts. It always hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? How did you live with this pain? How did you deal with it?
I still lift my leg getting into an automobile with plane. That's my dog that does that. And he squats.
Yeah.
I lift my leg to get into the car. It still hurts every time.
Really?
I've been playing the best golf I've ever played, and I guess I'm using muscle groups I don't normally use. It still hurts right in there, but it doesn't hurt to walk, and it doesn't hurt to play golf. It just hurts after the golf when I'm like lifting my leg to get into a
car. So it's not chronic. It's occasional.
It's not chronic, and I know where it is, and it's right where it hurt me before I got the hips, and I think that... You know, that's just, a man that looks at a rehab facility and says, let's drive by it.
Yeah, well, and for me, because my brother and sister won't prescribe me any controlled substances,
And that's because they are good physicians.
Yes. They gave me, they said, Tylenol here, Advil here. And I said, well, thank you for nothing.
Yes, but you haven't seen a medical professional, right?
No, Mike, but you had a webcam that's HD, and I said, this is what happened. I showed him the scene of the crime, and this is how my leg was, and my sister.
It's great having a medical family.
Yes. And I'm glad to know the prescription was based on HD video, not standard definition.
There's telemedicine everywhere, by the way. Doesn't it happen?
All right, let's get back to the banister. Is it repairable?
Oh, no. Those... We have to, when we remodel
and I believe,
the house,
you know what?
They have to go.
I believe it might be a pilaster. The little guys are pilasters.
pilaster.
And the big one at the end is a banister. I think. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
It's a little skinny.
I always thought the banister
guys.
Was the whole was the whole
no,
thing.
No. The skinny guy. The skinny guy's underneath the yes, guy at the top.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Underneath the handrail.
My brain's starting to hurt. All right. So are you going to be able to make it through the
I'm
going to
be cranky, Mr. Cranky Pants. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's two of us.
No.
I've still got my goddamn head cold.
Oh my.
After what feels like a month. And well, I'm glad you're well.
I'm okay, guys. I'm okay.
That's one.
That's the most important part.
During the break, make sure have Pony suck the poison out. All right, let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Wow. It's like I'm here with Sinatra.
I know, right?
Certainly went big with the pineapple.
Only an asshole doesn't like pineapple. Justin, you don't?
I could take it or leave it.
Pineapple's good for you. It's got bromine.
Bromelain. But close. Actually, it's not close at all. What about you, Jesse? What about college? Say you went to college.
Uh-huh.
What would you study, you think? What interests you?
Sports medicine?
Sports medicine.
Yeah.
Or business and marketing. You could practically teach that class.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you'd be a natural. And with a business degree, I mean, that's handy anywhere.
Yeah.
First step, get your GED, that's no problem.
What do I need a GED for? I got my diploma.
Oh, of course. Yeah, right.
Yo, you were standing right on stage when they handed it to me.
I know, it just slipped my mind.
I totally graduated high school, dick.
Which is
like, no thanks
to you.
Stay
on the subject here, all right? Now, the larger point being, you know what, forget it. I don't have a larger point. I'm just making conversation.
Yeah.
You're really lucky, you know? You didn't have to wait your whole life to do something special.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You didn't have to wait your whole life to do something special, if special is defined as selling little blue meth to everybody that comes across.
Mike, that's the purest meth ever made.
Yeah, that is from the movie El Camino, the Breaking Bad movie, which I think we all took in over the weekend. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, coming to you all over the world from Sutter Creek, California, to the great city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Also, Virginia, don't even know where that is. Roslyn Farms, Pennsylvania, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Phi Phi, Thailand.
Yay for Phi Phi.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by Sleep Number. As you probably heard, it's the 100th season of the NFL, and right now more than 1,800 NFL players are just like me, Mike O'Mara. How, you may ask?
How?
I'll tell you. Because they are sleeping on Sleep Number beds. All of us elite athletes recognize the importance of a great night's sleep, and the Sleep Number bed is the best. Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. And with Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks your slumber so you know every morning how well you've slept, and it lets you maximize your best sleep. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65, and we love it. Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Find your competitive edge with proven quality sleep, and now save up to $400 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 600 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, please tell them I sent you, because that is very helpful. And it's the reason that we have had Sleep Number as a partner on this show almost since its inception.
True enough.
Which is wonderful. I'm very proud of that fact. And it helps that when you go in and you get yourself your Sleep Number bed, you finally pull the trigger and decide to do it, that you mention my name because you heard about it on this show. We would sincerely appreciate that. So we're here. It's Tuesday. It's not Monday. Oscar's got a bad hamstring. I'm recovering from the cold. It's another week, and it's another week in the NFL. We will get to our picks. I cheated. I looked ahead.
Oh, no!
Wowsy woo-woo.
Yeah.
Wowsy woo-woo. That's all I can
tell
you.
Is that wowsy like you did lousy or wowsy like you did wowsy?
I think you know. But before we do anything,
and by the way, I knew what was going on when he complimented us on our Vikings pick. I knew he knew what was going on.
Yes, he knew. In a group text. He was cocky.
Yeah.
He was thinking about it.
This was, this is in the middle of the day, though. We had a bunch of games left.
I have a mountain to climb. That's the only tease. Mm-hmm. Let's open the mailbag because it's not about us. It's about you. Got what I need.
I didn't know you were going to go that. I thought you might be going De Niro.
No. You're good. By the way, I saw an impressionist this morning where they did the face-changing technology, and he was doing Walken and De Niro and Arnold Schwarzenegger. That is cheating.
It's not the same.
Yeah,
that
I agree. That's not the same.
Anyone, you look at the face and you see that, you can. It's just, I don't like it. Rubs me the wrong way. I thought the impressions were adequate at best. The first letter comes from Benjamin Klein. He writes, regarding the bonus show, here's a minor bit of trivia about the Natural History Museum at the Smithsonian. Most of the stuffed animals were killed by Teddy Roosevelt on his African safari he took just after leaving office. How about that? Isn't that something?
Oh, I guess
he shot that elephant.
Sometimes, when I've got the kind of dry throat and everything, when I'm reading a letter like that, I'm like going, why did I expend the energy?
Well, yes. we on the bonus show, Mike, as you blew out your voice, we talked about the Natural History Museum.
Well, the entire Smithsonian organization.
Yeah, and we were just talking about different exhibits and where they come from, so this makes sense.
Yeah.
A fun fact.
I'm sorry I wasn't there. Well, here we go again. It's not enough that my filthy sea wife... Wow. Such hostility at the beginning.
Yes, a little bit.
A jar of such considerable note that my nickname for her is Mason... Wow. Forgets to send a greeting for my birthday, but now she neglects our best drinking buddy's birthday. Sure, he has one less hand, but he possesses more heart than she will ever have. Wow. That being said, this Friday, the 18th day of October, it is my pleasure, nay, honor, to wish my boy, Major Effing Star Dennis Murphy, the happiest of birthdays. Aww. I think I speak for everyone in the Bowie Greenbelt corridor when I say moo moo cuckoo. How you doing?
Hello, Bull.
Hey, Bull.
Joey Parsons of the Southern Maryland Peninsula.
I normally wouldn't include that letter, but it was so well written, and the moo moo cuckoo was nice.
It is sweet. Yes.
Very, very nice.
Cuckoo. And Dennis is celebrating a birthday. I think he's coming to Vegas. I'm pretty sure he's
coming. I hope so.
I'm 100%.
Oh, well, yes. Isn't that another? Hey, look, Tuesday's a day for good news.
Yeah, and he looks good for 80.
Yes, he does. Hey, guys, my husband, Frank Allgood. It's all good, Frank.
Hey, Frank, all good.
My husband, Frank Allgood, and I will celebrate 20 years of wedded bliss tomorrow. We are taking a weekend trip to New Orleans. Hey, good city. Yes. And I was wondering if... Yeah, that's really going out on a limb. Yeah, Mike. Good city. Yeah, thanks. Diamond of the morning.
Don't
fall
down.
What is that?
That's horrible. God, that sucked. That happened. You know, I like it when the was it the Hard Rock that came out and said we don't take any responsibility.
Well, we're building the building. We're just naming it when we're done.
This just was so ridiculously self-serving
from their
PR department.
Not the most well-worded statement.
No, some idiot in PR.
Yeah,
we didn't do it. We didn't do it. Hey, where do you work?
I work in the PR department at the Hard Rock Hotels. We didn't do it.
On my
coughs.
Oh, my.
Sorry. We are taking a weekend trip to New Orleans, and I was wondering if Mike, Rob, and Oscar have any suggestions for places to eat. while we are there. Thanks for always bringing the funny. Janine Allgood. Janine, the great thing about New Orleans is you can just wander and duck into any joint you find and probably have reasonably good luck.
I've got one.
Yeah.
The Cafe DuPont on that corner street.
Yes, where they make the food out of paint, Mike.
Are you talking about Cafe Du Monde?
I'm sorry, Cafe Du Monde.
Where they have the beignets.
The beignets, yes.
For breakfast, it's a tourist trap, yeah. But it is breakfast, and the beignets are ducky.
And you bring in a paint sample, they'll match it.
And also, if you want to get off the beaten path a little bit, if you go about one or two blocks off of Bourbon Street, there's a place called Applebee's that is just... The appetizers are so good.
I will give everyone the restaurant where we had the team dinner, and that is the Desire Cafe in the Royal Sonesta Hotel.
Truly the best.
Truly so good.
Absolutely in the middle of the quarter, the French Quarter, and you'll have a delightful meal there.
At the Greens.
A lot of the people that have worked there have been working there like 35, 36 years. Pretty.
The guys did not oversell the space. Because we walked in there, I was like, this place does not look like fine dining because it doesn't really look like it.
Yeah, I remember it was like yesterday when Dirk Vastrick stood up and said,
Yeah, it looks crowded from the outside.
The food was great.
Mike, it looks crowded from the outside, but inside you'll find there's always room to fall down.
Yes, there is. Good day, mailbag. Next letter says, if Rob could please pull up the clip from last week where the buck smashes through the window into the slump. Played it for Carla. It was that great clip
beautiful.
Last
week.
As a setup for this letter, may I play it again?
Yes, because he has a brief commentary. Here, let's play the sound first.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, wait. Okay. Oh, my God, you okay? Close the door back there.
There it is.
And I think brought up to me after the fact, he has a curling iron in his antlers when he leaves.
Does he really?
Yeah, he stole it. He runs off with it.
Thank you.
Here's the commentary. Steve says, I think the funniest thing is to listen to it and think about it from the buck's perspective. So the buck is in that magical time of the year where he wants to do two things, fight and the other F word.
Right.
He sees another buck that looks just like him standing there puffing his chest out. How dare he stare at me? I'm magnificent and powerful. He twitches towards him, and the new buck mirrors the same movement. He decides to end this nonsense and beat this buck down. He charges full steam at him and smash. He's teleported into a nail salon, and he's standing on a tile floor with people screaming. He stands there, blinks his eyes a few times, has no idea WTF is going on, and exits through the door. Imagine the rest of that buck's life. He has a story about teleportation and nobody to tell it to. Whoa. You guys are the best. Love you all, and I'm not a pothead. Stevie V. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. Let's get through these now. Hey, guys. Like you, the wife and I love Succession. Oh, what a great
book.
Oh, Oscar. Oh, man. My God. We were late to find it, and I hate to share a little drinking game. I had to share a little drinking game Ashley and I enjoy while watching. For some reason, we made a joke in an early episode about drinking every time someone says, F off! As we're settling into season two, our silly game gets us quite a buzz on a regular basis. It really adds something. See you in Vegas. Kevin Scott, still not a doctor.
Oh, yeah. No.
It was spectacular. Spectacular finale.
Okay.
Absolutely wonderful.
It's for a different conversation, but I just want to ask you briefly, because Mike rarely texts me on the weekends.
Right.
But as soon as the show was over, I was thinking the same thing. I said, I got to talk to Mike about this. He texts me, wow, what a finale. We're not going to give anything away or spoil it, but Mike, did you see that coming?
At the moment it happened, right before, I said, oh, yeah. The possibilities there.
But not on the boat. Not on the boat. Not on the boat.
Not on the boat.
No, not on the boat. Okay.
Not on the boat. And I have to ask you this.
Yes.
And turn your radios down if you haven't seen Succession.
Quick 10 seconds.
Yeah. Turn it down for a second. Did you notice at the very, very end the tiny little upturn? The tiny little smile.
Oh, yeah.
Little, right?
Yeah.
Which was spectacular.
That's what made the episode.
Like what he wanted. He knew what he was doing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is... This is the guy? This is my offspring?
Spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. That show, it's ahead of everything right
now.
I love it. I love that they make great shows like that. Hello to Mike, Rob, Oscar, the Commish, and Pony. I write to you this day to announce not the birth of my daughter, Lenore. Not the birth of my daughter, Lenore Casa, on September 13th, 2019. What? I don't get it.
That's not the main purpose of his letter.
Okay. And like Rob, I feel the need to... that's just...
horrible.
It's terrible. Sorry. You don't get it. Sorry, you don't get it on.
Go.
Good.
No, I'll read it.
No, right. No, don't give him
you
the satisfaction.
This day to announce not the birth of my daughter. What? Oh. What? What?
Don't give him the satisfaction.
Like Rob, I feel the need to broadcast the news of my recent vasectomy. Okay. I knew it. I knew it was a vasectomy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So proud. Well, you don't get your name on. God, that makes me mad.
Just to be clear.
Just when you write the English language and you're trying to be cute, but you don't do it the right
and
way, and I'm just sitting here
and
doing
you deal
a
with me
broadcast.
Already. You had a tough morning.
And I've got to call. Yes, English. Yes.
English.
Study it.
Learn it. Live it.
Jesus Christ. I write to you today not to...
It was a banister.
Pillister.
Dearest Pillister. Maddie, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and assorted interns. Okay, it's for all of you, but I wanted to hear Maddie get a letter addressed to her. I'm a bonus show subscriber. Another delightful sentence structure.
Grammarly, everybody. Grammarly.
Okay, it's for all of you, but I wanted to hear Maddie get a letter addressed to her. I don't have the time to go back and say how you could have written it and it would have been clearer, but I could. I'm a bonus show subscriber, have been an avid listener for years, and I used to work for your terrestrial flagship, KCJJ, in sunny Iowa City. First, a couple of ideas for Maddie's new spinoff show, Maddie's Caddies, a show to chronicle the exploits of those wacky people that haul golf clubs around. That's funny. Maddie's Daddies, an expose to hunt down deadbeat dads. All right, he's redeeming himself beautifully. Hunt down deadbeat dads and get them to do the right thing and pay their child support. Maddie's Maddies. A profile a different angry person, like me, and have a different unhinged rant each episode. And then Maddie's Gladdies. Opposite of above. Really happy people.
That's
okay, enough of that. So I bought two fruitcakes with the intention of, one, double the fruitcake pleasure, and two, I intend... Rob, I'm lost, bro. I'm lost. I can't decipher the way this guy writes. So I bought two fruitcakes with the intent. I will read this word for word
please,
the way it's written.
Please, please.
So I bought two fruitcakes with the intention of one, double the fruitcake pleasure, and two, I intend to get both the golden and platinum tickets.
Yeah, he wants some. He wants.
So I bought two fruitcakes with two things in mind.
Right.
Yes.
One, that's how you fix that sentence.
Yeah.
So my question is, are the tickets going to be used on the same episode, or can they staggered? They be staggered?
Can they be staggered?
Is there a B that goes in there?
Yes, yes,
yes.
It's only when I'm under the influence of Dayquil that I get mailed
out. Let's remember Maddie's
like
Caddies. He did pretty good there.
And Maddie's
Would
Daddies.
It be possible to fly out to Podcast Village for one episode and then use the platinum ticket at a later date to fly to Florida? I obviously can't be at two places at once, you know? Anyway, keep up the funny and hope to hear from you soon. Twice. He thinks he's going to win. Nick Sticka. Or Sticka. Is that a Nick Sticka
joke? He says,
joke?
No, it's a long eye. It's Nick Sticka. But the thing that troubles me about it
long
is
eye.
That,
sorry, I read that.
That there was a famous radio character, Mike, named Nick Sticka.
Nick Sticker back in the WAVA days. We have to take a break. That was fun. I'm really glad I did that. Feel free to edit at will. Those, you know what I mean?
Slice them to ribbons.
Magna cum laude pen to chop them up a little more. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Hey there, this is Katie from the Cake and Cookie Show. On this episode, we take a tour of Savannah's potent potables. Dan and I realize we're the stupidest people on the planet, and Rob explains the origin of the popular saying,
"Hey, give me that candy cane!"
Everybody's saying it.
No, they're not.
Oh.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Sorry about that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hims. Look in the mirror. Is your hairline slowly receding? You're not fooling anybody, my friend. You're balding.
Yes.
The fact is, 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and by the time you notice, it's too late, so you gotta act now. The solution? Science.
Science!
Science! Courtesy of 4hims.com. That is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Real prescriptions backed by science. No nonsense. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. I hate doctor's offices, yeah. So I love 4hims.com. Order now. Our listeners can get a trial month of Hims right now for just $5 while supplies last. Do it today. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. It's 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. Yes, the Breaking Bad movie that Rob already played a clip from.
Yeah.
Did we all take it in? Absolutely. Over the weekend?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
El Camino. I think I was the one that was saying beware of movies made after TV shows. But once again, is it Vince Gilligan,
yep.
the director?
Mm-hmm.
I should have known better. That guy's a genius. He's really, really great at what he does.
And he also responsible for the writing of it, too. I think that's what's key.
That's the key. And it was tidy. It was tight. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bogged down with flashbacks, but it had a few flashbacks. And I have to give Jesse Pinkman the thumbs up that he did just a magnificent job showing what that captivity had done to him
and how attractive a man can be.
it was great. Am I wrong in thinking, was there a lot of buzz on it or there wasn't a lot of splash?
It seemed to me there should have been more. I felt that there should have been more.
I think that a lot of people went into this episode and I have not read this anywhere, so if this is just me, it could be. I felt like it was genius of the producers to make it just segmented to, and this is no spoiler, to just Jesse Pinkman's escape.
Right.
And
right.
then his subsequent trials and tribulations of how and where he gets to what will be his next chapter in life.
Mm-hmm.
I expected more of a little more violence and revenge. Because you're so used to that in every episode that
he'd linger a little bit and try to get payback. He's so terrified.
But that's not his character because I forgot that's not his character. That was the Walter White's character where Walter White couldn't let it go.
Jesse's much more of a survivor.
Yes. Yes.
And also
they did a great
and this Robert actually brought this up because Robert has watched all of Breaking Bad three times. He's binged it three times. He loves the show.
Oh, he loves it, huh?
But what he brought up that's so smart is the main purpose of the Walter White flashback in the diner was to remind us the way Jesse used to be. And he was, much more hot-headed and mouthy and not beaten down in that diner scene. And then we get to see him the way he is now. It's a good reminder of the way he's changed and the way the captivity changed him.
Also, the acting from Aaron Paul I ask you not, the way that he portrays his captivity reminded me of how some abused dogs probably feel when they're in captivity. When they're like, will you do this? And I ask you not, the way that he was able to make us feel that way, where you're like, this guy.
How about the psychology of his captor?
Right?
I mean, that's just this broken monster, where he just matter of fact. That show, as we discuss it here, as someone who was saying, hey, beware, might not be that good, but I have to say, that's a movie I could go back and watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very soon. Just like the
pacing.
Show Breaking Bad. Yeah,
the pacing was so, phenomenal. So good. And also just the little things that are almost like seasoning to it, like without a spoiler alert, but the nosy neighbor at the condo that keeps invoking himself into the plot. It's just like, ah, ah.
I know.
He's so well included. It's just so great.
Do you think that they leave the door open for a spinoff in the area where he is off?
His destination?
I've heard rumors that there are two more movies that are in, I guess, the possible pre-production.
I would give two movies just to the guys, the druggies in the house that he runs to.
Skinny Pete?
Yeah, I love them. Too. I love them.
They were fantastic, too.
And
a lot of great TV.
They do.
They look the same.
And the last TV note, and we're going to have a little movie review a little bit later, too, because Rob took his mom to see Judy. And I'm dying to hear about that. Let me just say this about the last show that you guys are got me into watching, and Succession's one. The Righteous Gemstones had their finale as well.
Such a great show.
If you commit, which I finally decided, I figured out how to really enjoy the Gemstones, is you got to suspend a little disbelief and really just hurl yourself into the comedy of it, because it is. I was ready to text both of you guys with that finale when she's talking. The daughter especially.
Oh, she's got me
unhinged my unhinge my jaw.
I was there too, Daddy.
He goes to the dark side.
What he says, just, what she says, then I want to pick up his little boy. And
oh, God. Like,
she's completely sheltered and out of touch. That is another show that, you know, bring them back. Bring back Succession. Bring back HBO. You're plugging along, baby. You're doing a great job. Great entertainment out there. The good thing is you can go back and watch them on your own. If we want to recommend a couple of biggies to you, it's that show Succession. The Breaking Bad movie's fantastic, and The Righteous Gemstones is one of the funniest.
I'm ready to watch Gemstones from episode one again, because I've watched it all the way through. It's so great.
They seem to have a particular body part that they are focused with,
they
both
like
in
that,
firearms
yes.
and in and the daughter, who seems to like a particular activity, which is, you know, usually that's just gross and not funny, right? But it's the way they handle it. They do it so well on that show.
And again,
it's
with great. No spoilers, what Danny McBride says, and she ain't even apologized for that yet.
Spectacular. So we'll take a break. When we come back, Rob had a date with his mama.
Yes, I did.
It was Sharon's 29th birthday.
Again.
And we're very, very
happy. We got to get our picks as well.
We'll do both when we come back. We'll go over our picks and we'll get the review on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Thank you for the reminder.
Hello.
Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at The Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomarishow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. The Yak Shack, anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Leave a message. Be sexy if you want. I like voices. Talk slowly, ladies. You get my drift? Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara.
Yeah,
the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything. Thanks, Bill. Hey, we got to get him on. You know, he's got another one out there. Does he not want to come out on the show with the Trump book, or do they spoon feed that one to you, or do you go look for it?
We've been in touch, and they have not gotten back to me about that one yet, but we've been on back and forth about the Trump book since they announced it in June, so we should get him. We should get him.
All right.
That.
Well, I'd like to hear it.
Let's do it.
I might have to read it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Open
it
up,
read it.
ZipRecruiter. Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Alturo COO Dylan Miskowitz needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified applicants. So he switched to ZipRecruiter, because ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. ZipRecruiter identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job, so you get qualified candidates fast. Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed how quickly he had great candidates apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on the most relevant ones. And that's how Dylan found his new director of coffee in just a few days. The end. Great story. With results like that, no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes? Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS, the smartest way to hire, and we thank you. Okay, before we get the review, let's get our football picks out here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Here we go.
The commish.
Even though I peeked ahead this week, I will let Maddie Masiello
reveal the good news
from here because it's her thing.
Back from Buffalo.
She had a weekend away, you know.
Saw A. Tony.
Where did Maddie go this
week? She went home to see the mayor.
Yeah. You have a good weekend in Buffalo, Maddie?
Hello. There we go.
Maddie.
New York City.
Oh, you went to New York City?
Yes. New York City.
Did you go to New York City to see the mayor?
We all met up in New York City for a family weekend.
Oh,
it was great.
Fun in the city. I got to go up to the city.
At the Trump Tower?
Yeah. Penthouse suite.
So when you all meet up, what is you all? How many of you all got together?
So it was my parents, my sister and her boyfriend who live in New York City, my other sister and her husband and her two kids who live in Arizona, and then me and John.
Was it any awkwardness, you being the favorite and all the daughters being there?
Well, they're so used to it by now that it's kind of, blown over.
Yeah.
Did you have any spectacular meals, family meals?
Oh, absolutely. I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but it was this Italian restaurant that we go to every year. And
Olive Garden.
It was to die for. It is so good. I look forward to it every
year. Was it in Little Italy?
No, I don't think so. I think it was in Midtown somewhere. I'm not sure.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. I too had a pretty good Italian meal. Up the road in a place called Siesta Key.
Anyway, save some for Dad.
Yes, sir. That's homemade linguine. Yes, sir. Which, by the way, if you look at me, you would say, "Well, that's what he needs." Anyway, let's move on to the picks this week.
Linguine
with a little extra bread.
Sure.
To sop off the fat. All right. Maddie, lay it on us. What's going on?
Well, remember, the stakes were so high this week.
Yes.
They were.
Two bets. But it was not even close.
Oh. Wow. You don't say.
As Oscar Santana pulled ahead with 10-4.
10-4!
Blew Mike and Rob out of the water, who tied at 6-8.
Damn!
Mike, we got to step up our game.
So that brought Oscars.
You know what? I'm tired of copying you. I want you. I'll know because you and I matched up way too much on these picks.
It's 1 week that it happened.
The Rams, the Falcons, the Cowboys. We picked up. You know, we matched up on all those. The Titans, we were the same. The Chargers, we were the same.
There were
some
close games. Some really close games.
You know what? Enough out of you.
You know. Let me see. Who did you? Let me see the winners that. All right. So Oscar had the Patriots, the Panthers, the Redskins. You missed out on the Eagles and the Vikings. That's why you were mocking us.
Yeah.
But when you sent that out, was it before you knew that you were a juggernaut?
No, it was before I knew because I was keeping track midday.
Yeah. Rob went with the Browns. That was your cranial cramp.
Yes.
My cranial cramp was the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Picking them was stupid. in retrospect, I think I probably should have picked the Rams because they're a better football team. And, it's but Oscar
no,
got
the... No, the Rams...
I should have picked the Niners, not the Rams.
Yeah,
not
the Rams. Yeah. Mm.
But the Cardinals, I think the Falcons, everybody expected. The Falcons should have won
that
game.
It was a close game.
Yeah.
Right. And no one in the world, in the universe, expected the Jets to beat the Cowboys.
Hell
that's true.
No.
That's true.
Nobody.
Hell no.
And, what do you base your Broncos pick where you also waxed?
I'm wacko for Flacco, Mike. He used to be with the Ravens. So
okay, wacko for Flacco. And, we probably all should have taken the Steelers, too. But we didn't. And then the Packers, that was, as usual, the legacy of the
But they almost
Lions.
Lost.
Last
they
minute. Almost very lost. Last minute field goal, actually.
Two bad calls.
Very, very sad. All right, movie review. Rob took his mamo to see
Hold it. This is not resolved
We've
yet.
Got money on the line.
Oh.
$20. Okay. $20 from Rob, $20 from Mike.
Okay, here.
Cash is king. Thank you. I know this is painful for you.
All right, so you just add it to my total, Maddie? Is that how you do it?
I'll put it on your tab.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll just do that.
Right. Well, no, it's because it's a side bet. It really stands on its own.
He can do it whenever he wants.
Yeah, I'll take the money from him whenever. He's good for it.
I'll go double. How about we go double or nothing?
No, this is what ends up happening, and you burn.
How about we go double or nothing next week?
It messes up the entire betting process. It's another $20 every time.
He wants his money, doesn't he?
He does. He wants his money.
He wants his $40.
Well, Tylenol is not cheap.
I could lose it next week, Mike.
This is true. Yep. This is true. But, I'm very disappointed. Maddie, anything to add? Or are we?
What are the
set
overall scores?
So overall, Mike, you are in third, 49-41.
Oh, I suck.
Rob is in second, 53 and 37.
Mm-hmm.
And Oscar, 58 and 32.
Oh, five games out. Ouch.
Damn. Show me the money.
We have to make some gains. We have to make some gains.
Well, I'm more than anybody. I'm the back of the pack. It's a long mountain. I got Everest in front of me. I need a Sherpa guy to get back into this competition right here. Thank you, Maddie. I appreciate it. Rob, is this? Do you need more time for your Judy review? Because we can do it tomorrow, or you can do it briefly here.
Let's postpone until tomorrow because there was a brief situation that I had with the fact that I was the youngest person by 30 years in the movie theater.
Judy.
Yeah, and so there's a...
Right now, there are a bunch of people in our audience going, oh, great. They just talked football. They just talk football. I don't get to hear about Judy.
All right.
We'll hear tomorrow. That's why we do the show every day.
Let me tell them this, Mike, to hold them over. I could go on singing until the cows come home.
I'm not sure whether that's good or bad. You'll have to wait till tomorrow. Sorry. That's what's known in the industry as a tease.
Tease.
Thank you. We will come back with news you may not need, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, boy.
Do you have a question, comment, or query for the Mike O'Meara Show?
Query.
Perhaps you're blackout drunk and need to express your verbal
query.
Diarrhea. If so, call the Yak
query.
Shack at 888-920-MORE.
888-920-MORE. 888-920-MORE. 888-920-MORE. Call the Yak Shack today.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Kettlebell Kitchen. Yum,
yes.
Yum, 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 yum. A new sponsor on the Mike O'Meara Show, and you're going to love them as much as I do. I love it. I love it. It's all amazing. Love the huevos rancheros. Mm. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Kettlebell Kitchen knows that meal planning is never one size fits all. What's great about Kettlebell Kitchen is it doesn't matter what you're looking at. It's weight loss. You're trying to bulk up. They have plans for all sorts of different ways to manage your eating. Their meal plans are tailored to the nutrition you need with none of the hassle. And I love how easy it is because really the food is so delicious and it's so easy to prepare. You can sign up for a plan or order a la carte. No long-term commitment. It's delivered to your door twice a week. Optimal freshness. You just heat, eat, and no cleanup. You're going to love it. Whether you're slimming down, bulking up, or just looking to fuel your day, Kettlebell Kitchen has a plan for you, and they are awesome, and the food tastes great. That's really ultimately the first thing you look for. You want something that's going to be delicious. All their meals are free of dairy, soy, artificial sweeteners, and are free of gluten. They even have vegetarian, keto, Whole 30, and paleo options. You can filter meals by your calorie, protein, fat, and carb limits so you get exactly the right food for your unique tastes. And I'll tell you something, when you're counting calories, this is so easy. It makes it so much easier. Comfort food made healthy. Go to kettlebellkitchen.com and enter the code TMOS for $25 off each of your first two orders for new customers. That's $25 off each of your first two orders at kettlebellkitchen.com. The code is TMOS. Feed the champion in you with Kettlebell Kitchen, ladies and gentlemen. News. You know, I've been really obsessed with that movie, The Town, and so I've been watching a lot of Jeremy Renner on that, and I didn't know he's got such a weird personal deal going on right now. I don't know if you've been reading about this. He and his ex-wife, Sonny, are battling over their six-year-old daughter, Ava. Sonny wants sole custody with monitored visitation for Jeremy.
Sonny Renner?
Why the restrictions you made?
Yeah, why?
Well, Sonny claims that Jeremy has substance abuse issues and is often under the influence when he has their daughter. And once he supposedly left cocaine on a bathroom counter where Ava could reach it.
You see, you got to keep your drugs on top of the fridge.
Oh, boy. It gets worse for Jeremy. Sonny says that about a year ago, Jeremy was at a club high on booze and coke when he told a friend he was thinking about killing Sonny because he couldn't deal with her anymore. And she says the nanny once overheard him say he was going to drive to Sonny's house and kill her then himself because, quote, it was better that Ava had no parents than to have Sonny as a mother.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
Whoa, whoa. Heavy duty.
All
to
legend.
Top it all off, she says Jeremy, Oscar, you make me laugh. To top it off, she says that Jeremy once put a gun in his mouth and threatened to kill himself, then fired a bullet into the ceiling while Ava was asleep in her bedroom. Jeremy fired back with some legal documents claiming it's Sonny who has a substance abuse issue, and this is just a cash grab. More to come. We shall see.
Yeah,
what happens,
how about some of the good things about Mr. Renner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like his Jeep ads.
Great dancer.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about him. And by the way, I wouldn't worry about him around, firearms or even explosives. I saw the Hurt Locker. He knows what he's doing. Got all the components under his bed. A-Rod says his suspension from baseball was a good thing.
I like it when people are
humble here. Yeah. Says, here's his quote. It was one of the best things that happened to me. I had to make a paradigm shift. I really had to understand why I would self-implode with no reasons. I served the longest suspension in Major League Baseball history. The year 2014 became the most pivotal year of my life. Some very, very long nights, some very lonely nights, looking in a mirror. The most important thing is taking full accountability for my mistakes. The suspension cost me probably north of $45 million, probably more. It was worth every penny. That exercise was the hardest thing I'd ever had to do in my life. To let people down and then look them in the eye and say, I'm sorry. I'm never criticizing somebody when they go full accountability. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? We don't get enough of it anymore. We don't get enough of it where it's like, me, I'm the bad guy. I've turned a corner. It's good.
I knew you'd say that because you love A-Rod.
I did hate A-Rod more than anybody, Rob. I truly did.
I know, I'm kidding you.
I love people that take responsibility.
It's pretty good. It's pretty strong.
Also, he wasn't that embarrassed when he was caught taking a crap through his window in his Manhattan penthouse.
Handled that
apartment.
Well as too. Yeah, he handled that well too.
He's like, should have pulled the curtain.
Full accountability.
Yeah. Accountability is wonderful. Speaking of accountability, Pony, where what's the deal with the equipment?
Oh, you're going to get it. It's coming.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That didn't sound
sounded like a threat.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman. Silverman.
Yes.
Might be. I really said it like that. Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman.
Am I going to go with like a New York accent late in life? Is that what's going to happen? Sarah Silverman might be joining the late night race. She's shooting a pilot for HBO where she'll talk about whatever and take live calls. She says, quote, I'm as passionately talking about my face washing routine as I am talking about why billionaires cost us money. Nothing's off the table and nothing's too high or lowbrow for me. I know that. I mean, look at my face. I'm literally all brow. She's brilliant and she's funny.
Yes.
And I always get excited when she's going to be doing a project because she's smart. She's also doing a stand-up special, which will be her first on HBO since We Are Miracles.
That was
Sarah Silverman just makes me laugh in 2013. So good luck to her. I'll be excited
Great to see her live. I think now almost 2 years ago at the Casino MGM.
Yeah, we were there.
Fantastic live show.
So good.
Like, really, really.
And like all great stand-up, female stand-up comedians, she scares me a little bit. She terrifies me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because of the wit?
Yeah. Just the wit and
it's Sarah something Silverman. In her eyes. Cold. You know, there's like, a coldness.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm going to stab you with some force. All right. According to a new survey, 33% of people say their mom has a favorite child, and 22% say their dad has a favorite child. And it ain't them. More than two-thirds of the people who say their mother or father has a favorite child say it's one of their siblings.
Maddie?
The surveys also found that the majority of people say their birth order shaped their personality. Oldest children are most likely to describe themselves as intelligent, introverted, and leaders. Middle children most likely to describe themselves as self-disciplined, confident, and outgoing. And youngest children were most likely to describe themselves as empathetic, funny and charming.
Of course.
There you go. You're an only child.
I'm
the youngest.
Speaking of oldest child, Mike, doesn't someone have a birthday today?
The oldest? Oh, yes. My sister, Kathy. Happy birthday to Kathy.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Happy birthday, Kathy. A leader.
Yes, she is a leader. And they were cleaning stuff out of our family house up there. And she said, I've got some stuff I put in your garage. I said, thanks for the detail.
That's leading.
All right. Yes, wonderful. I saw her. It's so funny because she's, I've got my Ring floodlight camera.
Right, right.
And so she's coming out with her and she's doing her Kathy walk, which is like, da, 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 da. And then she looks up and it's like, she's walking out of my, on the deck and she's like, dropped your stuff off. And she comes out and she goes,
looks
waves
up.
At the camera.
Waves.
Pretty goddamn funny. There's a new secret menu item at Starbucks. I know we got one of these days we got to talk about our new neighbor down
there.
The
new cafe.
In the coffee shop.
Paul Show.
We can't do it. We can't do our Starbucks thing anymore, but there's a new flavor floating around. Are you ready for it?
Yes. Yeah.
The Joker Frappuccino. It's depressing. Matcha green tea creme frappuccino. You need to ask the barista to draw a smile inside the cup using strawberry syrup.
Oh, it's nice.
What?
These poor baristas.
Mike, really? I'd tell the. If I'm a barista, I'd risk losing my job to sell you a pound sandwich.
Ran out of Joker. Sorry.
Mike, I heard that it's the drink is it's too long and it's overrated.
Just like the movie.
Hi.
And now a little something.
Oh, but it does come with an extra shot.
Yes, they do. And it tastes just like Joaquin. Mmm, that's tasty. There's a is that a lot of violence in the movie?
Yeah, a lot of
violence. Thank you. I get jokes. There's a 26-year-old woman named Lin Su Ting from Taiwan.
Where's she from?
She's from Taiwan.
Taiwan.
She's on vacation in the Philippines last week with her boyfriend. Well, she went out onto the beach in a teeny tiny bikini. I mean, I saw the pictures of the bikini. I mean,
I'm talking small.
The bottom of the bikini is like a Band-Aid. Okay.
Hey.
Yeah. It's a little ting. Her name is Lin Su Ting. Can I continue?
Please.
From the pictures, you can see that it was basically just a few pieces of string with the smallest amounts of material covering the most sensitive zones. The hotel staff told her not to wear it on Wednesday. I guess that means Thursday's okay, but she did anyway. And when she wore it again on Thursday, they called the cops. And she was arrested for lewdness in the Philippines.
Oh, my God.
Which carries a fine of around $48. The state-run news agency says Lynn and her boyfriend said the bikini was, quote, a form of art. And, quote, it's quite normal for us in our country. On a related note, Horny Bob Spiewak will be vacationing this winter in Taiwan.
Taiwan!
Taiwan!
Yeah. I'm sure. I would say, what do you think, Rob? 90% chance your dad's already seen it?
Seen probably. He probably sent it to her.
Sent the bikini.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Angie with a new Oh My Gosh show out now. We've got some great last-minute do-it-yourself Halloween costume ideas. Mike, because you're so into decorating, we're going to show you where you can download free bat templates to dress up one or all of your houses. Oh, and Mike, we also figured out a way to get you into a parade. Then you can monster man. Subscribe right to the Oh My Gosh show now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Well, thanks. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Angie Goff.
Yes.
I really do. What a wonderful one. And I love the energy and the wit.
Scares you.
Like Big Ben Patton.
Yes. I don't know what I'm doing. This portion of the program brought to you by our bonus packages. Written by Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Here we go. Hey, Miami Dolphins. Poor you. Still a perfect record. A perfect record of loss.
Oh, in their face.
You got beat by the Redskins. That must feel lousy. But we can fix your mood, I think. We can cheer you up. Just listen to the TMOS bonus show. That'll make you smile. Huh? It's an unscripted, unrestricted, no-holes-barred sixth episode of TMOS. Before long, you'll be cooler than Shula. Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all of our bonus content. And you'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport to the Assport. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Heckinger's, the world's most unusual lumberyard. Serving the D.C. metro area since 1911, Heckinger's has everything you need when it comes to lumber tools, hardware, garden supplies, and plants. Plus, there's always a bird.
What?
Plus, there's always a bird lost in the store.
Always.
Stop by their headquarters in Landover, Maryland. Enjoy acres of free parking because they've been closed since 2009. So, go buy your hammer at Target, you loser. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for
you. Ever shop at Heckinger?
I'm sure I did.
It was great. It was great.
The place to go.
All right, Mike, you wrote something really nice on Facebook about actor Robert Forster, who was great role in El Camino. And I know we opened the show with El Camino, but I think we wouldn't be doing our service if we didn't play just a little bit of him talking. His voice is just great.
Well, and he also has the classic upstate New York flat A.
Mm-hmm.
And as I put on my post that He was the noble tough guy, which I always really enjoyed. When I watched Robert Forster, and I don't know why I obsessed on the guy about when he passed away, but I'm going to tell you that I would always think he was a former cop.
Or he has that feel, yeah.
Like, because he had that reality to his performances, but he was an actor. Yeah, he was a long-term actor. He really was.
Here he is giving some advice in the movie El Camino.
Spend it wisely. It will last you for years.
Please, you understand.
Keep a low profile, travel by night. With a little luck, you will soon find yourself many miles from here. Godspeed to you.
That's it.
That's it. Now please leave.
That's it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And you know what?
Bummer,
I think he's almost lucky that he would have been given such a linchpin role in this movie.
Yeah.
It releases the weekend he passes away. What a fitting tribute. And for a true working actor, there's no greater tribute than to leave a great performance like that.
Got
to
give Tarantino a little credit for bringing him out in Jackie Brown, because that was kind of the second act for him. And, you know, I plan on going back and watching a lot of his other stuff. And he had a lot of stuff out there. So it's a drag. You know, F cancer. I mean, I hate
here.
So it's safe travels. And he was a good, tough guy. Always had that element of danger around him, which I loved watching him on screen.
And he also played such a great, he was friendly as the vacuum guy. I mean, he was just it was such a great performance.
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
You know, and Robert Forster was a guy, and I didn't want to make it about me on the post, but I can say it here on the show. I just would have loved to hang with that guy.
Yeah.
I bet he would be my kind of guy, just to hang out and listen to him tell war stories. I would have loved that.
How do you feel about long-term planning leading to elaborate practical jokes?
I'm not capable of it really, but I have done a few on the air, and I think that a great practical joke. Are you going to be talking about the funeral?
Yes, exactly. Okay. The Irish grandfather.
This is I don't want to be inappropriate here. Did you get the impression when you watched this video that you thought maybe a lot more people were in on it than
I
should have been in on it?
And also, I don't really like it that much.
I don't either.
But it is so viral, I have to go with it to make sure we're all on the same page. Irish grandfather passed away and arranged for a tape recorder to be in his coffin that was somehow triggered remotely. So when the lid was closed and they're lowering it into the ground, this is what the mourners heard.
Hello? 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 Let me help the dog in here. Is that that police dog in here? Let me out. Hello? Hello? Dog in here. Hello? Hello? I was called to say goodbye. I'm going to die, I pray to say. Hello,
again. A little weird.
Hello. The reason that it doesn't ring true for me is the amount of laughter right away.
Yep.
Yeah, because there's no one's freaking out.
No one's looking around.
He's alive. So, get him out.
For those of you that think you're going to die like very soon and you know it's coming and you want to do this, you take one other person, and preferably your wife or your significant other, and you don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Right. That's the way you pull that off.
Yeah.
That's the way. And then, the significant other just keeps a straight face.
Okay, right.
Really want to do it the right way.
Right. Throws themselves on the casket.
Exactly.
This means a lot to me, although it's a stupid, stupid invention deep down. It's always bothered me when your windshield wipers are going and it's almost in tempo with the song on the radio. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it'll be like in tempo for like four swipes and then it misses it. A guy has invented a system that it senses the beats that your radio is playing and times your wipers to it. He will be selling it on eBay this week. Here is his demonstration.
We're going to be solving one of the most important problems to ever plague humans in their entire existence. And of course, I'm talking about the problem that when it's raining outside, you're driving your car, you're playing music, but the windshield wipers are not syncing to the beat of the music. The music's going ooh, 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 and your wipers are going. And today we're going to solve it once and for all.
And it actually does sync up. The wipers change tempo based on the size. For some, I don't know if it's being OCD, ADD, what it is. To me, it was so satisfying.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know if I'd want to buy it. By the way, I like, and this is my little thing, I have many, many times gotten a beat of the wipers when I'm sitting there and done a little drumming on my steering
wheel. See, that's cool. That's like a metronome.
A metronome.
But this also means the harder it rains, the faster a song you have to listen to. Yeah. So keep this in mind.
So you're telling me that the wiper speed would dictate the song playing, not vice versa.
No, the song dictates the wipers.
Yes.
The wipers follow the song.
So in other words,
you go to a top 40 station.
Yeah.
So if you're going, you don't want to play a ballad if you've got pouring rain.
If it's just misty, you can play some Mozart. That's fine. Hey, if it's misty play it? Misty. That's right.
Look at me. Okay,
all right. I close with a pair of tapes here. An end of an era, as on Friday, Shepard Smith announces his retirement from Fox News.
So recently, I asked the company to allow me to leave Fox News. After requesting that I stay, they obliged. Under our agreement, I won't be reporting elsewhere, at least in the near future. This is my last newscast here. Thank you for watching today and over the decades. It's been an honor and my pleasure. Even in our currently polarized nation, it's my hope that the facts will win the day, that the truth will always matter, that journalism and journalists will thrive. I'm Shepard Smith, Fox News, New York.
And in tribute to a good career at a fine network, I go to one of the greatest moments of Shepard Smith's career, and we close with this.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a block party. The New York Post, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again.
But it won't happen again.
This is the bowl of potpourri on the pile of poo that they just lost their bowl of potpourri.
That's like the only thing they had.
It's so horrible.
The report I read is that he just couldn't take it anymore. He couldn't take the propaganda machine anymore.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. And the one thing I read about were how many staff members and people in that building loved the guy, that just revered the guy, that enjoyed it. The reaction from, I think it's Neil Cavuto, who came on afterwards, was stunning. I mean, no one knew this was happening. And but this is the way it's always going to be, I'm afraid. The people that are going to linger are going to be the loud, one viewpoint. What Shepard Smith did was he brought all the other people over to Fox that might not have gone to Fox.
Mm.
And you need guys like that on both sides, on both teams. You really, really do. It's a drag. He will. I pray we will see him again. Because take out the whole Fox thing. I thought he was a fun, very unique broadcaster. And, I don't care about the policy. I like the moment that you just played where he makes the mistakes, but it won't happen again.
Oh,
he's
just such a pro.
He had that style. Yeah, total pro. That's just what an ass show.
So best wishes to Shepard Smith. I think
Steve Ducey will work till he's 89.
Yeah, well, my excellence is always rewarded. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Right. I probably, if you were wondering, yes, I could have done an hour and a half on that, one move by Shep Smith. Safe travels. See you on another network, Shep. You deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how long the no-compete is. Like to find out more about that. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, we are in the real push for selling our bonus show packages.
Yes.
Please tell your neighbors, tell your kids. Get out there and get yourself bonus show packages. And the Yak Shack is always open, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Let's go, Nats.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS. And that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kid?
I warned you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Bow to your sunset. Bow to your sunset!